Well, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and so we are again gearing up to talk to another entrepreneur. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are in the wonderful offices and conference rooms of the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers, who are our hosts for these all these segments during this particular time of the show. That means my co-host is the one and only Mark Furman.
Jeffrey, great to be with you.
Thank you, Mark. The law never stops in the summer, correct?
No, it doesn't.
Well, we'll keep going. You know, our next guest, I think I have your pen, Mark. Sorry, I took it. Or that could have been somebody else's. Is somebody I've known for many years and in many different editions. A true serial entrepreneur into a new venture, but we will go through some of the other ventures. And that's David Strymisch of Seventh Wave Brewing, also of X, for those who know, always in the Needham area, the New England Mobile Book Fair, which you sold, family business, Jessica's Biscuits, I think, or Biscuit, and also real estate entrepreneurs. So welcome, David.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing? Hi, Mark.
Good. Nice to see you. You know, you have these bottles. I don't know if that's what you call them. They're pretty big, one of them especially. Seventh Wave Brewing. You want to tell us about what you're doing?
Sure. Well, this has been a lifelong dream, or at least, you know, half my life, of starting a brewery. And it's just, I've always loved to make things. I'm a baker. And so I just started brewing beer about 15 years ago, my neighbor's kitchen, and the bug bit me, and I just kept going at it. And I was very, very lucky to get into the right situation with the right building, real estate location, and we decided to start a little brewery there. And we've been open for a little over 2 months now, and it's been the most fun thing I've ever done. I love it.
Why do you like this so much versus, let's say, the book fair or the cookies, the biscuits?
Well, biscuits were actually an extension of the book fair, Jessica's Biscuit e-cookbooks.
Oh, right.
We sold cookbooks. We were started as a catalog, physical catalog, then went on to become really just a website, and we were shipping all the books for Food Network, Betty Crocker, and... You know, and it was going just fine, but I really wanted to do something on my own. So
what's so unique about deciding to make beer in your friend in your neighbor's house and then starting a business? What's really motivating you? What's the real? Why did you do all of this?
Just love being around it. I love the smell. I think the smell is the most important
That's
part of it.
That's a first of all the interviews in 4 or 5 years. You went into business because you love the smell.
Oh, it's wonderful. You just sit there and it's you know, you're creative and you're basically making things from, you know, basic ingredients that can vary so wildly, you know, just, and your mind can just pick what you want to come out with. And, just stay on it and you improve it, and every time you do it you try to make a small improvement and things get better and better.
Is beer the original meal alternative? You know, the liquid meal because of the carbs and everything in it?
I don't really know anything about that. I just love the process of making things.
Mark, do you drink beer?
A little bit. I'm looking forward to trying this beer.
Can you tell us about the different ones that you brought and how they're different?
Sure. Our flagship beer right now is Route 27 Pale Ale, which is because we're on Route 27.
Right. Okay.
And it's just a very hoppy pale ale made with 100% Centennial hops, made with all German malt. It's delicious. It's
you dropped two things, Centennial and German. And what makes that special about both those things?
Well, Centennial is just a classic American hop. You know, it's been around maybe 20, 25 years.
Right.
And it just makes a wonderful beer. It's fairly simple flavor. You have to try it.
I will.
And then we, right here I have Mad Turtle IPA. And... basically, it's named because the most famous thing in Medfield is the mental institution, which is no longer active, Medfield State Hospital.
Right.
And behind our building, we have a retention pond, and there are tons of turtles.
So Mad Turtle.
Mad Turtle. And it's just one of the IPAs we do. And
what's the other beer?
Clamshell, which is an extra special bitter, which is an English style.
Right.
And it's fairly mildly hopped, although some people would, you know, in older standards, it's quite hopped. But, you know, and by modern standards, it's kind of in the middle. And it's just a easy drinking beer.
Right. Do you notice?
Where can I find them?
Oh, here he goes.
Well,
good.
Right now, you can only find them at 120 North Meadows Road in Medfield.
Okay.
And Larkin's Liquor Store in Medfield. We will start to, we've had hundreds of requests to bring our beer elsewhere right now, but we're still in the development phase. And, you know, we want to make the best beer we can make before we start going out into the world.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Let's pretend that this interview is happening in 2020.
Yeah.
Tell us, where is the beer company? Where do you want to take it? What have you accomplished?
Well, I just hope we're using all our resources, our whole building, making the best beer we could possibly make, you know, using real ingredients. Hopefully we haven't started, changing our philosophy in terms of we don't use any products in our beer. Everything's naturally carbonated, malt, hops and water and yeast, of course. And hopefully we're still doing the same thing and just in a bigger scale, and we've learned more and more and making better and better products.
As a marketer, what do you think consumers say why you would have loyalty to the beer? What makes it unique and special?
Beer is becoming more and more transparent. It's consumers are so obsessed with beer now that every new beer that comes out, there's 10 different websites and social media, and they immediately start talking to each other about it. And it just, it's grows like wildfire. Day one we opened up, and I wasn't prepared for this. We had 30 reviews of our beers online. And
it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen a phenomenon like this before.
No, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't even know what was going on.
And they weren't all family reviews, right?
No. No, so not all good. Some wonderful.
Right.
Everyone has a different opinion, and that's, you got to have a hard, tough skin.
Right.
And not listen to everybody. I mean, you got to listen to everyone, but you got to weigh,
Interesting. Again, you want to tell our listeners how they can find the beer?
Well, just go to our website.
Right.
7thwavebrewing.com, and that's 7thwavebrewing.com, not SEV.
And you also have a place you have a destination as well, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the destination? Because you could have just brewed beer, but you created a destination around the beer.
Yeah, and the ultimate goal is to make a destination that people go to. And we have a beautiful location on 18 acres right next to the Charles River Conservation Area. There is a baseball gym there. Hopefully a yoga studio is moving in, a gym. And
just a nice place to be.
Just a nice place to be. It's just beautiful. You have to come see it.
We definitely will come see it. We want to plan one of our Radio Entrepreneurs events around it and be able to come there with our reporters and our other entrepreneurs so that we can feature it and show it. It sounds like a great facility.
Thank you.
And, just to be clear before you go, the other business ventures you've been in, because you are an entrepreneur, do you want to just list them for us?
Well, New England Mobile Book Fair.
Right, which everybody knows.
Right.
Right.
Jessica's Biscuit, which was an offshoot of New England Mobile Book Fair.
Right.
Just generally, my wife and myself have been buying, selling properties for, since we've been married. And
that's it.
That's it. Good. And now Seventh Wave Brewing.
Very good.
Now, your family owned New England Mobile Book Fair for how many years?
Correct. My dad started in 1957, Lou Strymish, and I ran it with my mother, Bea, my brother John, and you know, we ran it till
Mark grew up in Newton, lives in Needham now, so okay. I'm sure it was a destination for you and your family. You must have got a lot of your cheat notes for school from there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Summer reading lists and pleasure reading, and it was really a unique place to wander around and look at the titles and buy books. It was really an institution in that area.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. I just have so many memories. You know, I grew up there, worked there for almost 40 years, and just a wonderful place.
You know, I moved here in 1981, and I think my cousins, one of my first destinations when I moved here, my cousins brought me to New England Mobile Book Fair because they wanted to show me the place. And it really was, you know, quite unique for me, you know, to see a place like that. And it really is it's more than a bookstore. It's really an event to go there.
Labor of love.
Yeah, really something special. And it's, you know, for me, even though the facility's still there, it's missed. It's not the same. It's sort of missing that. I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I know we're going to have you back again. We'll do more. You know, really, good luck with the beer. I can't think of a nicer entrepreneur.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Mark.
Best of luck.
And my co-host for this event, or this interview, was Mark Furman from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. Again, thank you, Mark, for hosting us.
Great to be with you, Jeffrey. Yeah. Thanks.
We look forward to coming back again in the fall, and again with On the Record, or For the Record, featuring more entrepreneurs at Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.